Today's session is called Expedition, No. The art of setting boundaries and creating your life. There is one really crucial topic on today's list, setting personal boundaries, or, as I like to say, expedition, no. It may seem like something simple as you read these words, something you have already mastered. But let me tell you that this expedition is no walk in the park. Setting boundaries and learning to say no is more like a long and challenging journey filled with unexpected turns, steep climbs, and deep drops. And when I say expedition, I mean it literally. You have to have solid equipment, a plan, but most importantly, the determination to go all the way. Because that's the only way to get to your goal, which is the greatest gift you could ever ask for, a life of your own that is fulfilling and worth living. No, as a mirror of self-worth. Let's look at it from the very beginning. Let's try a little experiment. Stop for a moment and go back in your mind, perhaps to the very recent past. How many times have you said yes to something you didn't really want to do? Maybe it was a colleague who loaded you with a piece of their work because it's not a problem for you, or a friend who talked you into going out for a beer when you wanted to spend a quiet evening at home. Now, admit it. Are those yeses too many? Not because you were so unselfish and generous, but simply because you didn't know how to say no? This behavior has deep roots. From childhood, we are often taught that saying no to someone is rude, that saying no to someone is selfish or maybe even insensitive. And so we agree. We agree when teachers make demands on us that we don't understand. We agree when people around us push us into something that doesn't belong to us. And slowly but surely, this yes is pulling us into a spiral in which we are losing ourselves. Now, pay attention. There's great news. Saying no is not a sin. On the contrary, saying no is an expression of respect for yourself. Each no is a small step towards realizing your own worth and starting to invest your time, energy, and emotions in what truly fulfills you. First step on the expedition. No. So what steps should you take to start this expedition? The first step is to know how to stop. Try to take a short pause and think the next time someone comes to you with a request. It's a good idea to answer a few key questions first. Question number one, do I really want to do this thing? Question number two, is it really that important, or is the other guy just using me? Question number three, will it disrupt my work goals or personal balance? Question number four, what price will I pay for this yes? What specifically will I sacrifice my time or my peace of mind for? Because often when we say yes to someone else, we are saying no to ourselves, and in doing so, we are paying with the most valuable currency we have, our time, our energy, and our personal space. Once you've learned to say no, here comes the next and perhaps even more important part, setting your own boundaries. What are boundaries anyway? Boundaries are the hard lines we set for ourselves and others. They are points beyond which we simply won't go because we know what is important to us in life. Now try a little exercise. Take some paper and pencil. Write one single word in the middle, me. Split the paper in two with a line, ensuring the me bubble appears in each half. Start drawing bubbles around it with what is important to you in your life. These can be values such as respect, freedom, family, health, peace, or even time for yourself. For each value, write why it is important to you. What does it bring to you? How does it influence your decision-making? And what would you be willing to sacrifice for it? Now, write bubbles like that in the middle with no. That is, things you won't do anymore, simply because you don't want to, and they might be hurting you. When you've got this foundation done, it's important to write additional sub-bubbles on either side of each bubble. On the yes side, these are the sub-bubbles with what would have to happen for you to sacrifice this value and under what conditions. On the no side, these are the sub-bubbles with what would have to happen and under what conditions for you to do this activity or say yes, even if only for a short time. This process will help you to be clear about what boundaries you want to keep and what compromises you are no longer willing to make. Saying no does not mean conflict. Many of us feel that by saying no, we will disappoint or even hurt someone. But the truth is that such a no is actually honesty. It's a statement that you value yourself and your time, and that you respect the other person because you don't want to lie to them or promise them something you are unable to deliver. Setting boundaries does not mean constant struggle. On the contrary, it's creating a space in which you can grow while creating healthier relationships with those around you. And once you set the right boundaries around you, you'll begin to find that the world around you begins to change. People start to treat you with more respect. Most importantly, you start to sense that your life is built on a stable foundation. Assertiveness and how to do it. What is assertiveness? Maybe you've heard the word before, maybe you haven't. Maybe you've read about it in a personal development book, heard it in a training session, or just spotted it in an internet article and let it float around. But what does it actually mean? Assertiveness isn't just a buzzword or another one of those buzzwords that managers throw around to improve company culture in meetings. It's a profound skill that can fundamentally change your approach to communication, relationships, and even, most importantly, yourself. Assertiveness is a way of expressing your thoughts, feelings, and needs openly, honestly, and directly, without offending others or acting as a bulldozer. At the same time, you respect the rights, needs, and feelings of others, creating space for mutual understanding and healthy communication. Now stop thinking it's simple. Assertiveness is literally a balancing act on a narrow path where you seek a balance between respect for yourself and respect for others. And because that balancing act called life is constantly throwing us some challenges, learning it takes time, practice, and a little bit of that self-coaching magic. Can you tell what you need? One of the key pillars of assertive communication is the ability to clearly and confidently express how you feel, what you want, or what bothers you. Many people often struggle at this point. How do I say that I'm bothered by a noisy colleague without coming across as the nasty one? How do I turn down my boss's request for overtime without feeling like I've failed? These are all questions that keep us up at night. Well, okay, you'll eventually fall asleep, but your mind is still racing with what should have been said differently. Speaking clearly isn't about being uncompromising or harsh. It's about expressing your feelings and needs clearly and directly, ideally without regrets and emotions that make the whole conversation unnecessarily dramatic. Let's look at some example. I understand that you want me to do this, but I have to say that I can't help you with this project right now because I have other tasks that I have to finish. I'm sorry, but I can't make it. I can, however, recommend someone else who can help you with it. Here are key elements. First, start by saying thank you for the offer or request. Second, openly and directly say that you won't do something. I can't take on this project. Third, give a reason why you won't do it. I already have other tasks planned. And fourth, if possible, offer an alternative or help, a referral to another person or another date that works for you. Respect for yourself and others. Assertiveness relies on two pillars, neither of which must fail. The first is self-respect. Awareness of one's own values, boundaries, and needs. You are an adult individual who has the right to express how you feel without fear of rejection or judgment. The second leg, a little more unstable because it is underlined by our nervousness or fear of conflict, is respect for others. Assertiveness does not mean that you have to push your way in wherever you want, nor does it mean that you defend your views at all costs. It is about not only hearing the other person, but listening to them without blocking them with your own perspective. Respect for others creates a space where not only you can feel free, but they can too. Assertiveness is not a sign of weakness or aggression. Here's something that should be perfectly clear. Assertiveness is not aggression. To elevate yourself in relationships, work, or communication in general is not to act like a tank that crushes all resistance. On the other side of the barricade, then, is a passive approach, where you don't speak up even when you really need to. The assertive way of behaving seeks a happy medium. It allows you to stand up for your rights and needs in a way that doesn't put others under too much pressure. So no ranting or constant nodding in agreement. The use of I statements is another important thing. Instead of, "You never listen to me," try, "I feel overlooked when my opinions aren't considered." This will avoid unnecessary conflict because you are not attacking, you are just sharing feelings and experiences. Assertiveness is also about listening to others, because even perfect expression won't help you if you ignore the other side's perspective. Finally, allow yourself an exercise. No one is born a master of assertiveness, but by using this skill often, miracles do happen. Practice speaking your mind, refusing requests, or just setting clear boundaries, perhaps with a close friend, coach, or colleague. Assertiveness is a tool that can't be fully appreciated until you've tried it in practice. It helps to build confidence, improve relationships, and reduce stress associated with conflict or repressed emotions. So, what do you think? Is it worth giving it a chance? It might open doors in your life you never knew existed. Let's dive into practical part. First part of questions. How do I feel when I think about turning down a request from a colleague or friend? What situations can you remember where you wanted to say no, but you said yes? What made me do it? What thoughts fundamentally influence me when I am trying to decide whether to say no? What fears do I have about the reactions of others when I say no? Why do I try to please everyone? Who in my life pushes me the most to say yes, even when I don't want to? What situations exhaust me the most when I am attempting to fulfill others' expectations? What is my relationship to personal time? What specifically does my time mean to me? When have I been unable to say no, and has it negatively affected me? How would I describe my fear of rejection? How does it affect me? What patterns of behavior can affect my ability to say no? When did these patterns begin? When do I feel I should please others, even if it doesn't align with my personal well-being? What concerns do I have about disappointing someone when I say no? When anyone comes to me with a request, do I feel pressured to say yes? What feelings and where in my body do I feel them when someone comes to me and I want to say no? What am I now aware of about myself and my feelings and thoughts? What specifically is stopping me from setting my own boundaries? Second part of questions: how to learn to say no. What would be the ideal response if I wanted to say no? How should I express it? How would I feel at the thought of being able to say no without feeling guilty? Is there anyone in my surroundings who knows how to say no? And how do I perceive him? What do I say to myself when I want to say no, but I know I won't? What situations can I use to practice saying no? How can I kindly refuse a request so that the other person doesn't feel bad? What are some other ways to decline without saying no directly? How will I communicate my newly set boundaries to those around me? What small steps will I take so that I am never afraid to say no again? How will I reward myself to support my decision to say no? How will I handle one particular situation that is bothering me? Are there any feelings or skills I need to strengthen? Recommendation for the end: practice and practice, but never forget one essential thing, and that is that whenever you say yes at the expense of yourself, you always pay a heavy toll with your time. And it may be time with your family that you will never get back.